Well, I'm sorry. I missed the most important thing. Within a year, I believe, my mother came to Pittsburgh with my sister.
When was this?
That was in 21.
A year after you came?
After I came.
Your mother and sister came?
Came. And my father had a few little homes, you know, in Oakland, you know, and we settled in Oakland there on Kennett Square and Ophelia Street.
He owned property there?
Yeah, he owned one of them. He didn't live there, but he owned one of the homes there, or two homes in there. And
Your father had managed, while he was here in this country, to make some money and to acquire some property.
Yeah, at that time, you know, all the people, you know, had ambition to own some property, you know, and he was one of them too, and I suppose whether I should mention it or not, I mean, that was the psychology of those older people. When he paid me to the $2 a week, you know, he told me he cannot pay anymore, so I guess in order to acquire maybe another little property and so forth like that, and I couldn't see it, you know. So I went my own way to accomplish the things that I wanted to accomplish, you know. So naturally, when my mother came over, you know, it was much easier for me because my mother sided with me mostly, you know, and so forth like that. And she wanted to see that I get the education that I wanted, that my sister got the education and so forth like that. And it was much better at that time. And I could have done the things that I wanted to do. So I kept on going to high school, and I finished high school within 3 years, you know, and so forth like that, with honors. And I decided to continue that, I decided to go to the University of Pittsburgh, and I registered in the dental school, you know.
Now, all this time you were going to high school, you lived with your family, your mother and father and sister, Kenneth Square.
On Kenneth Square, yeah.
That was in Oakland.
In Oakland. It was on Kenneth Square and Ophelia Street. We lived for a little while in Kenneth Square because it was two adjoining buildings, and then we moved to Ophelia Street, right on the corner of Ophelia and Kenneth Square.
Now that's in Oakland.
That's in Oakland, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know where the player is. You know where
the player
is.
Yes.
Around there, mm-hmm. Two blocks away.
And then you decide that you would go to the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so I registered and I went to dental school. You know, I decided to go to dental school. And during my first year, you know, my mother decided to go and visit a friend of hers on Fifth Avenue. She used to be very friendly with a woman there, and she went over to corner Craft Avenue and Forbes Avenue, and she was run over by a machine. At that time, you know, I was getting dressed to go out and play tennis, you know, in Shenley Park. And some neighbors said that Mrs. Snowden got killed and so forth like that. So naturally I rushed over, I didn't know where to go to. I came over, I was told that she was taken to the McGee Hospital, and it was close to a year that I was in school there, and the doctors gave it up, but she was very lucky. She, within 6 or 8 months, she recovered, you know.
Oh.
But she was unconscious for about 6 or 8 days.
Oh, so she wasn't killed in the...
No, she wasn't killed. Well, they were under the impression that she got killed when I got there, you know, when I came out of the... of the house at that time, you know, when I was going to go up to play tennis, you know. So I rushed over to the McGee Hospital, naturally. Then I was close to a year in dental school, you know. At that time, the dental school, you know, the dental lab, was close to, you know, the Concordia Club from the next, you know, the next corner. You remember that? So I went in to that professor, and I said, Professor, he says, I'm in a terrible shape. He says, what's the matter? What's wrong? I told him, I says, my mother was run over and so forth like that, and I have to give up dental school. So at that time, you know, they had all the big football players in dental school, you know, if you remember. And so it was a dental lab, and his office was close to the dental lab, and he opened the door and he says, SJ, you know, SJ, you see, the class was in session, you see, anyone there has more business to quit than you do. So I said, well, that's the way it goes, that's life. But I says, I'll have to quit. And I did quit there, and I started to do something for myself, you know, try to make a few extra dollars, you know, so I can continue. And I went to, at that time, the University of Pittsburgh, you know, they had an evening school. There was no cathedral of learning at that time in the Chamber of Commerce building. And I went there for quite a while, you know, and I got active there, you know, with the boys. I became business manager of the magazine there, the pit, as they used to call it, the pit down tunnel, you know. And they had a clique there, and I didn't like the clique that they had, so one year I decided to put out my own candidate, you know, for president and vice president, and my name was submitted as treasurer, you know, sort of like that. And there's some people that are not very friendly with the Jews, so they used to run around and say, don't vote for the Jew at that time, you know, in school. Well, my president got in, but I lost out by 2 votes, you know. And so I, but since I was the organizer of this year, I was the boss of the group anyhow, even though I lost out as treasurer of the organization.